This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Suncor Energy says it's shutting down part of its Commerce City refinery until June. The company plans to spend more than $100 million on one of two plants used to make gas and diesel fuel. That means more workers at the site and possibly more air pollution. It's unclear if the repairs are related to malfunctions last December, which shuttered the whole facility for more than 3 months. The CU Boulder football team is wrapping up its first spring practice under new head coach Deion Sanders this week. The team will showcase their work in front of a sellout crowd during the annual Black and Gold game this weekend in Boulder. CU quarterback Shadur Sanders is treating the game like a normal practice with a bigger crowd.
That's just been what the coach has been preaching to us, like treat practice like it's a game, like be mentally focused, and things personally working on is just staying focused throughout.
Sanders is one of several prize transfers expected to make an immediate impact for the Buffs. The team finished with just one win last season. Navigating Colorado's national parks is getting a bit easier thanks to Google Maps. The company says a new update to the app will highlight trails and better provide directions to area trailheads. It hopes that will help adventurers plan their trips more safely. The updates are rolling out this month. They'll cover Rocky Mountain, Mesa Verde, Great Sand Dunes, and Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Parks. A red flag warning for high fire danger continues for a large swath of the state today. The National Weather Service says critical fire conditions will exist for places including Sawatch, Denver, and Julesburg through late this evening. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.